your beings have happiness and produced from the causes of happiness. And at the same time, may all beings discover a happiness within, because any outer happiness, even really excellent causes of happiness outside of our mind, outside of our heart, outside of being, those will be transitory. Those will be fleeting and transitory. So when we think about inseparability, inseparable, there's so many ways to ponder that, to contemplate it, to observe it. The parts of our body, for instance, are inseparable from one another. How one eats or treats one's body, one's emotional state, one's mental state, these all affect our body, and our body affects our emotional states and our mental states. They are, everything is inseparable. Another way of saying it is everything is deeply connected. How marvelous. Because the more that we look at this idea of inseparability, or again, other words that we've used down through the years, connected, interconnected, dependent, interdependent, interbeing, right? All these ways that we look at the wholeness of any something, then we discover that there's more and more to discover. We also might discover that we've been mistaking, as in to be in mistake, we've been mistaking something to be independent, to be identified as an independent this or that, an independent thought, an independent ache or pain, an independent person, an independent event, rather than looking at whatever is the example as a very richly, intimately connected, dependent, and therefore inseparable entity, idea, thought, emotion, happiness, sickness, etc. So we smile because, once again, goodness gracious, there's so much to discover. Before we meditate, I'm thinking in my mind right now of an example shared with me with a friend recently, and it was, they were using their creative imagination in a meditative, creative imaginist, imagistic way to elicit response from chakras, from, what is the word I'm looking for? Vibrational, higher vibrational responses, etc. And of course, we did that for decades in the classes that I was teaching and we were working with, and so many of the group field here. You experienced that, a lot of creative imagination. We would go up, we would go down, we would go to booty, we would do all kinds of chakra meditations, we would imagine lotuses, we would sit on lotus thrones, we would do all kinds of things. And of course, because our inner and outer are intimately connected, intimately inseparable, intimately a oneness, we know that if we imagine something, there will be a response. And how marvelous. So often it is marvelous. I mean, sometimes it's quite troublesome and worrisome and anxiety producing, but quite often it's quite marvelous. We had some amazing meditations over the decades by imagining whatever we were imagining. And it gave lasting, deep impressions of those refined states of our chakra system, of inner realities, lasting deep impressions. So that was a good thing, or it seemed to bring benefit, I should say. So we smile again because no matter what we highlight as human beings, we have the capacity. Alone of known beings, we have the capacity to discover, to explore the inner and the outer, and their inseparable connectedness. And that is truly marvelous. So we smile. We smile with that knowing, we smile with that opportunity every single moment. We smile with the potential gifts of that capacity as human beings. We smile with the letting go. As well, right? A gift as we receive, and we smile with the letting go. We might let go of, gee, that was a wrong idea, or oh, that was a food that really wasn't that healthy for me, or oh, that was a thought that I don't need to keep anymore. Oh, that was an identification that actually has no basis. Let's identify with what does. And that's from within. So we smile again. And feel ourselves breathe. How many other beings on the planet? Other than human beings, and actually notice breathing until death itself, and maybe it's not even noticed then. But we can notice it and how it is inseparable from all the air that's available. Is the air clean? Is the air polluted? Does it have a scent or a stinky odor? Or is it really clean, pure? We alone. Wow. We alone can marvel. We alone can wonder. And in any case, what we marvel at and wonder about will be connectedness. Beauty is ultimate connectedness, harmony, connectedness. Abundance is connectedness, inseparable from all the causes and the conditions. Inseparable from every other factor that brings about abundance and beauty and harmony. Wow. Yeah, you want to open your heart chakra You want to open your pineal gland? Wonder about these things. That's a lasting opening. Wonder about the big. Wonder about the immeasurable. And open to it. Wow. And only we human beings can do that. Because we have a consciousness and we have a mind. And so we breathe with all of life. We are an inseparable factor and moment. We are a moment in all moments. We are a factor in all of life. Deeply ponder that. And then enter the stillness and quietude of meditation. We are a moment in all moments. We are a factor in life, inseparable. We are a factor in the wholeness. We are a moment in the continuity of allness. We meditate deeply on these very large truths of being. And heart opens and awareness opens. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings inseparable. Breathing with Mother Earth, this gift of breath from her and all beings. We dedicate ourselves to harmony, being harmony with and for all beings. Love you all. Create your day.